This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, we now bring you a discussion on International Literacy Day and government's efforts to empower investors through digital literacy and protection initiatives. The participants are A.K. Bhattacharya, economic analyst, and Vaibhav J. Srivastav, anchor.
The 8th of September is celebrated as the International Literacy Day since being declared by UNESCO in 1967. Literacy is what defines how a person learns, what they know, become, and how they deal with life. And with India taking huge strides in the economic sphere, clocking historic gains in the stock markets, another area of literacy becomes utmost important, and that is financial literacy and the awareness of investors or the common population, which is at the center of an economic revolution. Recently, IEPFA, that is the Investor Education and Protection Fund Authority, also celebrated its 8th Foundation Day. So how important is investor education in India's dynamic financial scenario in these days? And which are its main regulatory bodies?
Well, as you know, that the community of investors is growing rapidly. Till a few years ago, there used to be only 20 million investors. Today, it is more than 40 million investors. So the number of investors are rapidly growing in this country. And this investment community is coming from a diverse sources, in the sense that not all of them are of an income category which are above. They are retail, small investors. They stay in small towns and even some villages. Because of the digital infrastructure spread, you are seeing large number of small investors joining this investment community. Now, this naturally underlines the need for improving financial literacy and also economic literacy. Now, there are two kinds of programs that are possible and in this given situation. One is to make sure that the ordinary people, young people who are going to schools and colleges, they get the kind of education which makes them more aware of what is really happening in the world of finance and world of investment. As you know, that technology is playing a big role, and what was considered impossible, today it is considered possible thanks to technology. Now, the digital public infrastructure has also helped the growth and expansion of this technology, and it has made the financial investment schemes run by many, many institutions, many organizations, and regulated by, in some cases, it is Securities and Exchange Board of India. In some cases, it is Reserve Bank of India. Now, that those things are growing and doing quite well. But there is a risk there. The risk is that an ordinary investor, if he is not fully aware of what are the pros and cons, what may go right and what may go wrong, and what is a legitimate risk and what is an illegitimate risk, is something that is very necessary. And that is why the investor education program is very, very important. Actually, this initiative was started sometime in 2016 when this Investor Education and Protection Fund was set up, and an authority was set up which runs it, and it has got many, many diverse responsibilities. We can discuss it later. But essentially, what is important is that while our stock market, while our capital market, while our financial markets are growing, diversifying, expanding, at the same time, we need to make our ordinary citizens more aware and careful in choosing their investment instruments and not making mistakes. As simple a mistake as how do you use an OTP, which is a signal, which is a number that is given to you on your mobile phone. How do you use it? Can you share it with others or not? So it starts from as basic an awareness program as that to something which is what should you do in terms of derivatives. Do you think an investor, a retail investor, should expose herself to derivatives? So there are various things that are needed in terms of awareness and in terms of ensuring that ordinary investor is not taken for a ride. So that, I would say, the need, the reason why there is need for financial literacy and investor education.
Sir, as you've rightly said, that in today's times, it's not just the person who's a great wealth accumulator or wealth creator who's invested into the markets, it's also the retail investments or the retail investors which are pumping in huge amounts of money, be it in small level investments or SIPs. In these times when the money flow is continuously increasing, we've seen that the number of scams or the attempts at scams or scamming people or phishing attempts have also gone up. In these times, how important do you feel are the efforts taken by the government or institutes like the National Institute of Securities and Markets or SEBI in creating more awareness among these very investors?
I think these risks have certainly multiplied because the instruments for securing investment from people have also multiplied. And each instrument needs to create its own awareness. It needs to explain to the potential investors what are the risks and what are the gains. So I think there is clearly an organization like this institution that you referred to, that role is under the Securities and Exchange Board of India. It really helps because that institution is actually creating an awareness program and is also running schemes by which the investors can educate herself on whether this mode of investment is advisable or not. So therefore, there is no doubt that the government has been completely fully aware of this need and has taken some steps. For example, as I was mentioning to you, the Investor Education and Protection Fund was something that was started in 2016. And it actually, this fund utilizes all the unclaimed dividends or the mature deposits which have not been withdrawn, or the mature debentures, or the application money which is due for refund, and the interest upon that. So all these things are constitute this fund. Now this fund, which is coming from these, as I said, unclaimed dividends and no mature deposits which have not been withdrawn, this fund is used to promote investor education and awareness program, and also make sure that the investors are protected from fake sites or unscrupulous investment instruments.
So with the stock markets and the economy on an upward trajectory, and we all know that fintech companies have literally flooded the online space with the online platforms, with the huge success of platforms or systems, I would say, like the UPI, which is functioning exceptionally well, and with the introduction of or the future introduction of schemes like the ULI, which was recently announced by the RBI due to the success of UPI, do you believe that all these awareness campaigns for the investors will actually make the investors more aware, not just about where to put their money, but also how to safeguard the money which they've already put in the markets?
So yes, these awareness programs should go up to your point in helping the retail investors in making the right choices, because these programs, after all, are framed in a very user-friendly way. And if you take a look at them, you will see that frequently asked question formats, and therefore any investor, before he actually looks at an instrument, and if he wants to know something more about it, he can refer to these websites and find more about it. So it's a investor-friendly format. It should go a long way. But I think there is a dire need for changing the course curriculum for India's major schools and colleges, where financial literacy programs need to get a little more comprehensive, because technology has made such rapid strides that what was considered the schemes, the elements of a financial investment school, have been completely been changed or modified substantially by the advent of technology. So therefore, it is quite important that the course curriculum in schools and colleges should also be changed to keep in mind the need to make the young boys and girls aware of what's really happening in the financial markets, what is really the difference between debenture or an equity, or what is the difference between derivatives and equity. So what is the difference between futures and options? So all these things are very important. As you rightly said, that the stock market is doing very well. A lot of more people are coming and joining the stock market. Retail investors are coming in. So therefore, the need to educate and make more people, even at the school and the college levels, aware of these instruments is very important. Because if you don't, then the system, the financial system, might held to ransom by vested interests, vested players in the market. So you want the retail investors to make up their own mind with their own knowledge, and to great extent this, the SEBI Institute and the Investor Education and Protection Fund, they help create these awareness programs. But I think these efforts need to be supplemented at the school and the colleges level.
So we have been continuously talking about the policies of the government and the initiatives of the government through which investor awareness is continuously rising amongst all the levels of investors who are investing into the Indian markets or otherwise. So how important is the role of private stakeholders, the private players, the personal wealth managers, the consultants, the banks or the NBFCs, which are also hugely into the picture, in creating awareness and spreading the same?
I think they play a very important role. If the Indian stock market has grown rapidly, if more investors today are opening dematerialized accounts, and millions of Indians are there. Now, if that popularity is continues unabated, to ensure that it continues unabated, you need to have these private intermediaries who play an important role in inviting and encouraging more people to take part in them. But as I say, that the capital market is not a market which where you cannot be unaware of risks. It is a risk investment. So therefore, even while more people should take part in it, but more people should be educated and should be made aware of the risks involved before they invest. Now, the private players, the private intermediaries can actually play a very important role in making sure that they don't make shortcuts, they don't try to trap gullible investors into schemes in which the investors actually lose money and therefore they are disenchanted and then they give up that market experience completely, and as a result, going forward, India's stock market growth is affected. So therefore what you need is that the private intermediaries who are trying to attract retail investors and private individuals and companies into the stock market, they need to be also to be monitored closely, and the Securities and Exchange Board of India is entrusted with that role, and therefore the SEBI has to take up more interest in these, the affairs of these private intermediaries, so that they don't indulge in activities that can be harmful for the stock market investors in the short to medium term and for the entire stock market's growth in the long term.
And so what about addressing investor complaints and disputes? Because that too is a very important part of investor awareness.
Absolutely. I think the investor complaints have to be addressed very quickly. And there are various forums where investors' complaints can be addressed. There are stock exchanges. There is SEBI, which has got a very strong, active, vibrant investor complaints cell, which addresses those complaints. There are online portals, which the stock exchanges and the SEBI has got, in which the investors who feel they have been cheated or they did not know of certain risks can go and approach. So therefore, the regulatory bodies have a huge role to play in making sure that the investor complaints are addressed quickly. Please remember that these investor complaints are not like the ordinary consumer complaints. So these things will not be addressed by going to the Competition Commission Kandia or going to the consumer courts. Now, of course, consumer courts can be approached and the consumer courts will be able to address those concerns to a great extent. But the criticality and the technicality of these investor complaints are such that it is better these investors' complaints are addressed at the SEBI portal or the stock exchanges portals, so that the grievances are addressed quickly, and if there are somebody who has played truant or who has played not by the rule book can be penalized and they can be fined, and that money also comes to Investor Education and Protection Fund, which is used for promoting investor education, awareness and protection of ordinary investors.
Sir, thank you for giving your precious time to our
Akash Vani. Thank you for having me.
You were listening to a discussion on International Literacy Day and government's efforts to empower investors through digital literacy and protection initiatives. The participants were A.K. Bhattacharya, economic analyst, and Vaibhav J. Srivastav, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official.